Welcome to In Pursuit with Marcus Smokey. Please do subscribe, follow, and review our podcast. Without wasting any time, let's get it. Let's go. Our word today, I want us to focus on 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15. But as he who calls you is holy, you also be holy in your conduct, because it is written, be holy for I am holy. I believe that God still wants his children to walk in holiness. And most important, I believe that God will never reduce his standard of holiness. From the beginning, he has spoken with the prophets to declare righteousness upon Israel. And he is still in the same level of declaring that righteousness in the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, when he came and said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Still in the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the trumpet is still being blown. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Let me put this way. Repent, for our Lord Jesus Christ is coming, and he's closer and closer. I believe this are the times, these are the times that our Lord Jesus Christ, through his angels, through his apostles, through his teachers of the word, through his pastors, through his ministers, through his evangelists, he is calling us back to his righteousness. Why? Because he wants to find a holy church. So I urge you as a believer in Christ that this is not the time to play church, because those who are playing church, the devil is watching them and is laughing at them, because he knows that they are going to end in the death of destruction. The Bible says those who walk in the Spirit, they will obtain life and peace. Those who walk in the flesh, they will obtain death. This is the message that we most of the time we ignore, because we want the word that it is only good. We want the word that is sugar cane. We don't want the truth. We want the truth. We don't know that there's difference between the truth and the truth. So our Lord Jesus Christ came by grace and truth. So this grace is to empower you, is the grace that takes you out of the sea into the mountains of Zion. God is calling us back to the mountain of Zion, the mountain of fire. But we are to repent. The prophet Joel says, surrender your hearts and not your garment. This is a season where we say, Lord, we surrender our hearts and not our garments. I hope you hear what I'm saying. But as he who calls you is holy, you are also to be holy in your conduct, because it is written, be holy for I am holy, says the Lord. For I did not want your sacrifice, but I want your heart. Let God turn your stony heart into a fleshy heart. Let God teach you to walk in the supernatural power that he has ordained you to walk in. The psalmist David says, for renew in me a royal spirit. Can you be able to pray that prayer and say, Son of David, have mercy on me and renew a royal spirit in me? That's where God is calling us. You can no longer be in church and fornicate. You can no longer be in church and live like the world live. I hear God saying, I am redeeming only if you can come to me. Yes, you who have went through a process of abortion, you have went through a process of abortion because you didn't know the truth. I am restoring you back. I am redeeming you who went and you sinned. I, the Lord, is calling you back as a father. You prodigal son, I hear the Lord clearly saying, you who have went through a process of aborting a baby, I am redeeming you back. I want to cleanse you with my blood. I want to show you my love back again. This is the word of God. He says, repent, for I am coming, says the Lord. God is going to, the Bible says, persecution will start with the church. That's what we need to know. Persecution will start with the church. So we are to be aware that we are not deceived. because many are deceived. The Bible says many will be deceived and will depart from the faith. But I hear the Lord says, be holy for I am holy. I hear the Lord raising a new seed that is going to fight to walk in righteousness, that are not going to be afraid to be persecuted for living a godly life, that are not going to be deceived by the enemy. You shall not be deceived. Stop being deceived. Stop living in sin. Stop fornicating. You don't need sin to be able to worship well. Some of you are in worship teams. You indulge in sin and you worship in the out of the Lord because you have hardened your heart to hear the Lord, the word of God, and God continue to show you mercy. But I'm telling you, my brother, my sister, there will come a point where the Lord will let the enemy have his way with your life because you don't listen. If you could do it with the children of Israel, who are we? Who are we? God still judges his people even in this day. God is going to judge the church. We are all going to be judged as believers. Because most of believers, they think, they're so deceived and think that we are not going to be judged as children of the Lord. The Bible says judgment will start in the house of the Lord. So I give you this message today and I say, do not be deceived, because judgment will start in the house of the Lord. Repent, be holy, for he is holy. I hope you're hearing what I'm saying. We are not perfect. That's why we pursue the one who is perfect. But God is not going to force himself in your life. He will never. God knows the situation that you're going through. There's no excuses for you to say, Lord, I'm not going to lay it all on the ground. Because he said in his word, those who are heavy loaded, come unto me, for my yoke is easy and my bondage, my yoke is easy and my bondage is light. So God is calling you back and he's saying, seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you. Do not be deceived like Eve was deceived. Do not be deceived like Adam was deceived. Choose the narrow road. Do not choose the easy road. Stay in holiness. Do not be deceived. This is my prayer for you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, may you give us the strength to endure until the end. May you give us the strength to handle persecution of living a godly life in such a time as this. May you prepare us with your word, Lord. May you give us the proper food at the proper time as we prepare ourselves for your coming. Father, give your children wisdom and understanding to stay strong. Protect us, Holy Spirit, in such a time as this. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.